If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there, or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All the hype in the world and an absolute dud, a dud of a weekend for the newest darlings of Major League Baseball. Welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in partnership as we sucker punch the speakers coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and uncommonly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the disco as we do the hustle all night long. The Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the radio. We're living in the device. So our lead this hour coming from baseball. It's a big weekend, a rivalry reborn. The Padres, darlings of baseball at the trade deadline. They did do a great job at the trade deadline, taking on the Dodgers, the top dog in Major League Baseball. They wrapped up the weekend series at Chavez Ravine in a matchup of superpowers. San Diego looking to avoid getting knocked out in all three rounds of the weekend matchup. Did you watch the first look at Juan Soto's vintage of San Diego against L.A.? Maybe not. Maybe you weren't checking it out. Well, the Dodgers won the series finale 4-0, and they wrap up a three-game sweepola of the Pod Squad and further balloon their lead. They have an absolute chokehold now on the National League West, as it is still early in August, but the Dodgers would have to play extended terrible baseball for about a month, and other teams would have to dominate to get back in the race. Manny Machado is the focus, though, of much of the conversation here. A former Dodger. Now, Machado was 0-for-4 in the game on Sunday, and he was asked by inquisitive media whether or not he was concerned about how the Padres match up going forward with the Dodgers, considering they didn't win a stinking game this weekend. And Machado responded by saying, "Concerned? Why would I be concerned? Not at all," he arrogantly said. And then when asked why he has so much confidence, considering the way the team performed, the San Diego slugger sat back and said, "'Cause I'm freaking Manny Machado." He barked at reporters. "'Cause I'm freaking Manny Machado." Dope. All right, so let us discuss the question. How worried should the Padres be with the sweep at the hands of the Dodgers? So the Mahler scale of panic, 1 to 10, with 10 being inbound nuclear warhead. For San Diego, this is a 9.0 on the Mahler scale of panic. I've got Express Train, chewables, and musical taste. And we will combine all of these things together, and that will be how we make the fish taco, which went bad. The bad fish taco. You hate that bad fish taco. All right, begin, though, with A, and this was an opportunity. It was a chance. It was a missed opportunity for the Padres to send a message. And instead, it was the other team that sent the message. Now, the Padres going into this, we're like, all right, we're going to poke the bear. The Dodgers are the bear. You got to poke the bear, right? Let them know, hey, we're here. And San Diego, I give them credit. We did monologues on this. We did multiple Mahler monologues. We gave the Padres credit. They won the trade deadline. They made the big deals. They needed help in the bullpen. They got Josh Hader from the Brewers, who, for some reason, the Brewers decided to raise the white flag on their bullpen, dummies. Milwaukee, what are you doing? And then getting Juan Soto and Josh Bell from the Nationals. And it was the first look at how that would play out on the field. Think of it like a progress report. And the Pod Squad getting on the Mahler report card on that progress report an F minus. An F minus, the Dodgers an A plus 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 on the Mahler report card. The old wellness check says, get medical attention immediately. You're not well. There's something wrong with you. Complete breakdown. The Padres, they did not take the surf liner. They took the express train to Barf City is what they did in this three-game series over the weekend. They sucked at a time you cannot suck. Now, what's my evidence? Let's go to the numbers. Now, the Dodgers outscored the Padres 20-4 over the three games. Remember Juan Soto's message to opposing pitchers? You remember what he said after the trade? He said, as he was introduced to the media in San Diego, "I wish good luck to the other pitchers." Well, it appears his wish has been granted, at least against the Dodgers, as Juan Soto, Manny Machado, Josh Bell, Jake Cronenworth, and Brandon Drury, the heart of that Padre offense right now, they had 49 at-bats against Dodger pitching over the weekend. They were 6-for-49. My computer-like brain tells me that is a 122 batting average, 11 strikeouts in the series, and the Padres only could muster 4 runs total the entire weekend against Dodger pitching. Now, part B of this, let's focus in, you and I, on the mouth of San Diego. What do you make of Manny Machado's bravado after being swept by the Dodgers? And if you missed it, just turned on the radio, let me remind you one more time, I was asked if he was concerned, and he said, why would I be concerned? Not at all. And they said, I'm freaking Manny Machado, is what he said. I'm freaking. We got to get that soundbite. I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. We got to try to get that soundbite. That's an all-timer. That's one of every time the Padres play a game and lose. I'm freaking Manny Machado. That's why. Well, this is on brand. My response is this is on brand. Machado is the word obtuse would apply to Manny Machado. He's living in Machado land. We believe he doesn't give a damn. He does not care. It's not an act. I will give Manny credit. He does not concern himself with winning. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Would it be nice if he happened to be on a team that won the World Series? Absolutely. Just don't expect him to be too concerned if the team sucks and he blows when the playoffs come around. And my advice to someone there in the Padre front office, they need to get some chewables from Petco, not the ballpark, the store. Go get some chewables and help kill the fleas and ticks that have popped up on the lineup. Man, and Machado, he's a part of the problem. Now, we saw a textbook example of this the other night. I believe it was Saturday in this series. If you were watching, there was a misplayed ball in the infield. The ball trickled out to shallow left field. Did Manny Machado go balls to the wall to get that baseball? Did he hustle? Oh, come on. It's Machado. What are you talking about? What are you, joking? Machado casually went for a Sunday walk in the park on a Saturday night as he meandered as the ball rolled out in the outfield. Why? He's freaking Manny Machado. That's why. Yeah, exactly. Johnny Hustle. Exactly right. Now, Machado, I saw this with the Dodgers. I mentioned this. I was at a Dodger World Series game a few years back against the Red Sox. Machado hits this majestic fly ball, and it would have been a home run in Baltimore. It would have been a home run in Boston. The game was at Dodger Stadium. The ball bounces off the wall. Machado is admiring his fly ball in the World Series and ends up getting the longest single in World Series history as it bounced off the wall. But he had great admiration for the projectile of the baseball as it went up in the air. Manny is a career 200 hitter in postseason baseball, the owner of a 633 OPS in 29 playoff games. Not a small sample size. That's a good number of playoff games. You don't get that many in your career. Yikes. All right, now the last word here. There is an arrogance that the Padres will be fine when the playoffs come around because they have the safety net. Now, what is the safety net? The safety net is Fernando Tatis Jr., that he will return to the lineup. My buddy Eugene in Chicago, who just likes to bust my balls and troll me. He's a Cub fan and a White Sox fan. He doesn't care about the Padres or the Dodgers. He just likes to bust my chops. And he's, Fernando Tatis, return to the lineup. Yeah, okay. The Padres team, that if you think they're going to get everything together when it matters because they have Tatis, let me tackle that one right now. Let me debunk this. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr., is he the cure that ills San Diego? Do you agree or disagree that Tatis is the – I disagree that Tatis is not the cure. Now, don't get me wrong. Fernando Tatis is a rock star, and I love the razzmatazz. But regardless of that, this is not the magic potion. It's not. And it's like your musical choice, your musical selection. It's a disco situation, right? Panic at the Disco! It's Panic at the Disco. I'll tell you why. Because the underlying condition, Fernando Tatis cannot help. The underlying condition of the Padres is the starting rotation. That all of a sudden has become a problem. Now, the Padres this weekend, Sean Manaea,
Darvish,
Clevinger, Darvish combined an ERA of 9.51 at Dodger Stadium. They gave up 15 earned runs in 14 and two-thirds innings pitched. 15 earned runs. But crowd says, well, yeah, but the Padres didn't start Joe Musgrove. He's the ace. He's the $100 million guy. Okay, let's address that. I would like I would like to debunk this myth as well. I say that that is a blessing in disguise for San Diego that they did not start Joe Musgrove, and I'll tell you why. This guy also needs that chewable medicine for the ticks and the fleas because he's been arf, 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 a dog. He's been a dog lately. Joe Musgrove, last four starts, team's 0-4, he's 0-3. The ace of the Padres, the saving grace is earned run average, 7.29 over the last month for Joe Musgrove. He's allowed 17 earned runs in his last 21 innings pitched. That's your ace, Mike Tuckus. That's your ace. Yeah. All right. So, listen, we know.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Well, that's the other guy. That's the other dummy, Blake Snell. Yeah, that guy. Loser.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to begin.
That's right. Well, if you want to chat with him, you can go on Twitch right now. I'm sure he's doing a gaming stream right now.
Not playing unless I get mine.
I understand. That's the Padre attitude. He's on the pitching staff. You got Machado. That's a quality group they got there in San Diego. What could possibly go wrong? Now, I will point out the caveat to all this, and it is important to note that the idea that everything changes, the records get reset in the playoffs, sure. That's a great equalizer. In October. And all that matters is who is better in the moment, but you'd certainly like the Dodger chances better head-to-head with San Diego at this point because, again, it is panic at the disco for the pod squad.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Call it what it is, a dime store performance. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, shoulder to shoulder, as we don't keep bankers' hours. No, we don't. Definitely. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and supremely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the nest as we hang out with the night owls inside the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location, which is not so secret. Welcome in. So this hour, we'll go back to where the bread is buttered. The NFL, our lead coming from the Big Apple. Changing of the guard. Well, not quite. But it was a changing of the decision makers for the G-I-A-N-T-S suck the Giants. The quarterback remains the same, and that is the big bugaboo in New York. The Giants held a team scrimmage over the weekend. Now, normally I wouldn't spend more than a passing glance at a team scrimmage, but this one caught my attention. It was open to the public. Fans got a chance to watch up close and personal the progress of Daniel Jones. Keeping up with the Joneses. And how did he look? Well, you know that Daniel Jones, if he looked great, that wouldn't be worthy of a Maller monologue. If he looked average, that certainly wouldn't rise to high crimes and misdemeanors of a Maller monologue. So if you ask, how did Daniel Jones look? The answer is, don't ask. As Jones' throws looked like it was a kite in a tornado. The ball was going all over the place there. They were sailing up, down, and all around. It was not good. He attempted to throw an out to the right sideline, and the receiver was roughly, and I'm not exaggerating here, 10 to 15 yards ahead of where the ball was, and it was just a short pass to the sidelines. It was a nightmare for the Giant brass, who were hoping to showcase the improvements in a controlled environment of a scrimmage. Not a game. We're talking about a scrimmage. So let us discuss the question, how concerned should the Giant fan be with Danny Dimes El Stinko in a scrimmage against other Giant players? So my observation, I've got Warner Brothers, FOMO, and Technicolor, and we will combine these things together, and we are going to make an amazing soft pretzel with that nice cheese on the side. One of the great things about being alive, eating a soft pretzel with cheese on the side, it's one of the great gifts we have as human beings that we get to eat that. All right, so on the patented Maller scale of concern, 1 to 10, with 10 being Nathan Peterman is your quarterback, we are at an 8.0 for Daniel Jones. 8.0 on the Maller scale of concern. Let's get to it. Now, number one. Daniel Jones has established himself in the NFL. He is a known commodity. This is not a Johnny-come-lately situation. This is a third-rate quarterback. The excuse makers, the jock sniffers in the media, and those that cheer for quarterbacks no matter what, the fanboys, they have circled the wagons here around Danny Dimes. It's never the player's fault. It's pass the buck. You got to have a fall guy. At one point, it was the offensive line. They couldn't block anybody. They were matadors. Ole, 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 ole. Then you had the receivers. Hands of stone. But a popular pick has been the coaches. That they all suck. Every coach that the Giants hired stinks. Of course, there's no accountability On this show, we believe in answerability, and Daniel Jones has shown no signs of improvement. He's the same player today that he was when he stepped onto the field for the first time with the Giants. If he was a Warner Brothers cartoon, he would be Pepe Le Pew, is what he would be, the cartoon skunk, because he stinks, right? Looking for appreciation, Daniel Jones, the offensive skunk order, causing people to run for the hills when they see him play. He's 25 years old, so people assume because he's young, he's going to get better. But not every player who's young gets better. Some of them plateau at a very young age. He has been in the NFL since 2019, Daniel Jones. And as Jerry Glanville famously said years ago, NFL coach Jerry Glanville, it stands for not for long when you play like absolute trash, which is what Daniel Jones has played like since he got to the NFL back in 2019. Now, page two, why are the Giants sticking with Danny Dimes? Now, there are still factions of the franchise. This is my theory on this. There's still factions of the franchise who are convinced that this guy needs more time. So Jones is being given the benefit of the doubt. But he is on borrowed time. You look at the new coach, Brian Daboll, and the GM, Joe Shane. They came over from Buffalo. Here we go, Buffalo! Here we go, Buffalo! You look at the Bills, and Daboll got the gig in New York in large part because of the afterglow of Josh Allen. And the fact that Josh Allen blossomed with the Bills. So, hey, this is going to be Josh Allen 2.0, and maybe it still will be, but I wouldn't bet any money on that. The belief is that Danny Dimes will have this Eureka! Eureka moment, the great awakening, that he will undergo a metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly. Beautiful butterfly. Right now, he's an ugly caterpillar. And so, the thinking is they got to be 100% sure before they hit the eject button. And that makes this a classic FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. You got to give him one more chance. If early results are a true indicator, you got nothing to worry about if you're the Giants. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Because it's practice. And I always... I'm reluctant to put too much stock into practice. But at this early stage, considering the body of work that this guy has put together, you say, okay, he stunk and now he stinks again. So what's really the issue here? All right, final point. So what do we expect from Daniel Jones in 2022? So rather than me answer that, why don't we ask the Magic 8-Ball? Oh, great Magic 8-Ball, do you expect Daniel Jones to blossom this season with the team that claims they're in New York, but they're actually in New Jersey? Yes, the Magic 8-Ball says, outlook not so good, says the Magic 8-Ball, as Daniel Jones is the epitome of a bust. The bust, much like a goat, it is interesting to know, like you think about a bust, Hall of Fame bust. You're one of the all-time greatest players. You get a bust in the Hall of Fame. Our friend Dick Vermeil, I hope you heard that interview. We had him on the podcast on Friday. Dick Vermeil got a bust in Canton, Ohio. And when you're a bust and you suck, they call you a bust. And you think of a goat. A goat, people say greatest of all time goat. But a goat also, if you were a kid and you go to the petting zoo and they had goats, they always smelled. There were always flies around their mouth. They were disgusting, the goats. But people say, goats, you're a goat. But I think of goats, I think of a disgusting animal. But Daniel Jones, he is the ringmaster of disaster. He is. 37 starts in the NFL, 49 turnovers, 29 interceptions, 20 lost fumbles. Stumble, bum. Remember that game in Philadelphia, Thursday night game a couple years ago? Daniel Jones got tackled by the Turf Monster. The Turf Monster got Daniel Jones. And that is a little snapshot of what this guy's career has been. So in terms of the question, what do we expect? We mentioned the Magic 8 Ball says outlook not so good. Well, our answer to this is we expect a Technicolor yawn is what we expect. It is appropriate that he was a Blue Devil in college. You can call Daniel Jones the Duke of Puke is what you can call him, and that would apply. That would apply here. Now, there are some weapons. This is always the argument when a quarterback doesn't play well. There's not enough weapons. Guys like Sterling Shepard, Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney are supposed to be at least average to above average wide receivers. We expect the Giants will run a rather rudimentary offense to try to spoon feed Daniel Jones and hide the many shortcomings, the many weaknesses in his game. And it's like having nails but no hammer. What good are nails without a hammer? It doesn't really work. You need the hammer for the nail to work. They're useless, the nails. And there's still another path here for New York. It's not over yet. It sounds like all the chips are in the basket for Daniel Jones. But if they would like to sound the panic alarm, hit the panic button, hit the panic button, there is an option. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be released by the 49ers. It's going to happen before the start of the regular season. That is a fait accompli. No one's decided they want to trade for Garoppolo. The Niners aren't going to keep him on the roster because they don't want to pay him the money. So they'll release Garoppolo. He'll be a street free agent. You can pick him up early in the season, say week two or week three, and sign Garoppolo. He can be had for a song and a dance, and that's it. And you have, at that point, an upgrade at quarterback. You'd rather have Garoppolo than Daniel Jones. He's an average NFL quarterback who's got moxie. He's got some moxie. He's also got a fragile body, so he's got that for you. But if you're actually trying to compete, and that's a big question for the Giants, because I feel like the Giants haven't tried to compete for the better part of a decade, but if all of a sudden they're like, no, we want to actually try to be good. We actually want to try to win. And if that's the case, then all of a sudden you're like, okay, then you got to go get somebody else. And the guy that's right there at arm's length, Jimmy Garoppolo, that's the guy. You can get him.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
The Coupe d'Alloue.
So Eddie mentioned it earlier. Kareem Hunt is doing one of those hold-ins. And apparently now he's asked for a trade. They told him no. The Browns told him no. He also wants a new contract. The Browns haven't done that yet. Do you think they'll end up paying him, Ben? Everybody else is getting paid.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The waters are murky for Kareem Hunt and his brother Mike. But here's the thing. The NFL is flush with cash. As you said, everyone's getting paid outside Lamar Jackson. In a cartoon world. But those guys are starters. Kareem Hunt is a backup. That's the problem. And he's a luxury item. As a number one back, you'd say, okay. But he's not a number one back. He's in a limited role. Nick Chubba-Lub-Lub is the number one back in Cleveland. And the Browns, now if he causes problems, he'll get traded. But otherwise, he's going to continue as the backup, and he's not going to get the money. Next!
So Calais Campbell is saying that, who's on the Ravens now, by the way, saying that he's preparing for this season as if it's going to be his last. Ben, he had a long career with the Cardinals and Jags. If it is his last, is he a Hall of Famer?
He's a borderline Hall of Famer because he does have an all-pro berth. He was on an all-decade team. But if you ask me, did I ever think this is a Hall of Fame player? Well, I watched him play. No, I never thought of him as a Hall of Famer. So it's going to take him a while if he does get in. Next!
Ben, people are talking about Aaron Judge possibly breaking some records. You know, the main one that they think they will do is Roger Maris's AL record. Some think that he could possibly hit Bonds, same kind of pace. Do you think he'll break either of those, Ben?
No, I always bet the under because one slump or he gets hurt, he doesn't set the record. He's on pace for Aaron Judge, 65 home runs. I would bet against it. How did we do?
Pass this edition.
That is a winner. You can put it on the board. That's a win. I won the game. I won the game.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
Away we go. It's the Insta Advice Line on screen radio. And who needs our advice right now in the world of sports? Well, that would be none other than the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees, though, they have the top record in the American League, second best record in baseball. But over the last month, the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks have better records than the Yankees. The Yankees are 12-18 over the last 30 games, a losing record over the last month for the New York Yankees. So your advice to Aaron Boone and the Yankees, you're live on the air when you hear My voice, no screener. The safety net is off. If you ever get a radio show, you should try this bit with caution. But away we go at 877-99 on Fox, and we'll start out with you. You are on the air, the instant advice line for the Yankees. Hello.
You can't ban Pete Rose, and you can't ban these nuts.
All right, let's go to you. You're next here. Advice to the Yankees, 12-18 over the last month. You are nuts, by the way, Justin. Go ahead.
We need Steinbrenner Sr. back. The sequel is not the equal,
that,
baby.
That is correct. That's Supermarket Steve. 877-99 on Fox. Line 5. We'll go over to Line 5. Hello, Line 5. You're on the air. Go. Line 5 not paying attention. We'll go to Line 6. Line 6, you're on the air. Advice to the Yankees. They are 12-18 their last 30 games. Very mediocre baseball for the Bronx Bombers. Hello, you're on the air.
Pete Rose is the hit king. He should be able to sleep with as many minors as he wants.
All right. How dare you? I don't know who that is. Line 4. Line 4, you're on the air. Line 4, welcome.
They should get some of the rest that's in the stadium.
There you go. That's Sean the Hood Guy. You are next here. We're giving advice to the Yankees. 12-18, their last 30 games. They desperately need our advice. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm Bunchy Kamau, and I'm completely out of material.
All right. Thank you for that. Jay Scoop enjoyed that call. Hello, Line 6. You are on the air at 877-99 on Fox, the instant advice line for the Yankees. Hello, Line 6.
Screw the Yankees. Hello, Jay Scoop.
All right. Thank you. Yes, Line 4. You're on the air, Line 4. Welcome.
Yeah, Ben, I think they should listen to Eddie Garcia to get them caught up with everything that's going on in the overnight.
Yes, the games of note. Just the games of note. Line 5. Hello, Line 5.
Gumbo, jambalaya, go Tigers.
All right. Thank you for that.
Stay on. Well, if the pitching's good and the hitting's good, they'll win.
Yeah, well, that's great advice. That's reminiscent of the great Dick and Dayton. You on Line 4. Hello, Line 4.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Line, Line 2. Hello, Line 2.
Ben Maller.
Yes, Line 4. Hello, Line 4.
Yes, Jay Scoop needs to be like Peyton Manning because Peyton Manning's the best ever.
Oh, there you go. That guy calling in again. Hello, Line 5. You're on the air. Go.
Smoke them if you got them.
Okay, it sounds like you're doing some of that. We got time for one more, only one more. I'll take credit if it's good. If not, it's Coop's fault. Hurry up, Coop. Final call. Instant advice line for the Yankees.
Line 4.
Line 4. You're on the air, Line 4. Go!
Oh, you didn't know?
You don't know what you don't know, and you don't know that call sucked.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.